some there was a comedy of errors in the third quarter that I could certainly do without, you know, and I give them to you in order because it was kind of I kind of walked off the field feeling it was a sloppy game or just an ugly victory. But you know, we went in and we got stuffed offensively on a fourth and two. We then go ahead and turn around and we miss a tackle and becomes an explosion run. And then they run a bootleg and we don't pick that up, right? And it's another explosion. And then we give up an uncovered touchdown. And then we got control of it again. And then we scored, dropped a we there was a punt that we got our punt return going. Finally fielded a ball and we got a short field and ended up with a go-ahead touchdown. So we survived the third quarter malaise, and then we went ahead and do what we normally do in the fourth quarter, which has been kind of representative of our squad, just playing well in the fourth quarter and winning that component, which was the difference in the game.
Some questions for you. Start with Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you as always. Morning, Coach. How are you?
Good buddy, how are you?
Good, good. It's funny you bring up the third quarter because I kind of my first question is about the defense and just sort of situationally, your group has always sort of had a short memory. And I guess my question would be, what is it about your group that's able to just sort of shake off whatever's happening in the game and then just kind of focus in on, what's happening next play, next drive, next time they're on the field?
I mean, it really is a factor of discipline and discipline mental as much as anything else. I think, we hammer home as a basic mantra right now is play the next play. Every coach in America says the same thing, that the most important play in football is the next play. And you can't dwell on the negatives and you can't celebrate the positives too long because, in another 15 seconds, a play's coming along at you right now that could make the difference in the game. So I think we've done a really, really fantastic job of that all year long. We have not panicked when we've been down. We have not, fractured when things aren't going our way. And I think it's, a testimony to, it's a foundational thing, within your program, but it's also when a foundation is one thing that was set by the coaches, but when it is, lived out and expressed from the players coaching each other in that same regards, I think that's when you got a winning formula. And that's what's happening with us. You got guys like AJ Peña and Wesley Neal who, are obviously significant playmakers, but they're also steadying forces when things start hitting the fan and you got to get it settled down. So they've been tremendous leaders and we got some mature guys there that are able to hold through it and we know we can find a way to win a game. So we just got to hang in there.
And then secondly, on your offensive line, obviously Malik has been special the last couple of weeks, but you've got, a unit there that you've got two all-league guys, particularly when you watch some of the big runs on Saturday, you see some of those guys pulling and blocking and opening up the lanes for Malik. So, maybe what stands out about that offensive line group and how they've been able to play?
We all got to remember that was the big question mark coming into the season. We had changeover in coaches. I decided to put our running backs coach in charge of the offensive line, and Mike Flanagan, as he's done every step of the way and every job I've given him, did an incredible job with that. We had three starters we had to replace, big time guys, and but we had prepared. These kids were prepared. I think that they have a tremendous amount of pride in terms of what they do in terms of protecting the quarterback in the pass game. But like every other offensive line that is worth their weight in salt, is they want to hear, all right, let's go grind it. Let's go grind at the end of a game. Let's come off the ball. let's establish the run game and they start coming off the rock like that. It's really pretty special. I think that they last two games they have finished the game moving people off the line of scrimmage. And as you recognized on all what we call our sweep play, which is pin pull, there are a lot of big bodies that are flying around. You see, big, huge bodies that are coming pretty fast and knocking people out and creating some lanes. And then next thing you know, Malik's popping out of there for a big gainer. So I think it's been a real special group. And truth be told, they've had to weather a lot of, injuries, and so there have been people that had to step up and play. Damon McMillan is a true freshman player that, has been getting significant playing time for us and really is a swing guy for us that can help in a number of situations. And they're the walking wounded, man. I mean, they're tough dudes. They're beat up. We've got, a lot of football under our belt, and those guys have played a lot of snaps. So I just think it's a special group that's held together with great leadership and a tremendous amount of heart and feeling of responsibility. They got to get their job done if we're going to have a chance to win.
Gotta give some love to the big boys, right? Thank
You got to love the big boys, man. You got to love them. Got to
you.
love them.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah,
your next question for Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Thanks. Coach, congratulations. Good to see you.
Thanks.
Hey, just to follow up on that, with the offensive line, Coach Flanagan's done a great job, and the addition early in the season to getting Sebastian Bellasudis as on your coaching staff to a former teammate of some of those guys, a guy that has done that so well, had to be a big influence.
Yeah, every influence is big. You love to have a kid who, like Sebby, who just loves the game and is able to know everything that's going on with that offensive line. We were laughing, quite a bit, early in the season, particularly because, we had Flan, you got Aiden McClellan, who's, also an assistant offensive line coach. We bring Sebby along. You got Rob Izzy, who, stays around the offensive line. So we were joking, saying that each one of them had one position to coach on a day-to-day basis, and we were extremely critical to see who was coach of the day. But no, I think Sebby, to single him out, I think it has been really good to see him be part of this, because that was really what was special about the last couple of weeks, is that the efforts all those guys made before this team came together and accomplished the goals we all shared previous years. Sebby's kind of a conduit between the two and gets a chance to do it from a coaching side, and I think he's done a really good job helping, our kids on the sideline and settling things in and giving good perspectives.
And on the other, if I could follow up, on the other side of the line of scrimmage, Wes Neal's done about everything you could ask from him this year, first team all conference, but he added interception to his list to ice this one for you. Talk about that play and also the player's reaction to him coming up with that ball.
About him. I mean, you look at a kid who's played a lot of very, very good football for us ever since we pulled him out of Miami. As a, one of the last signees we had in that year. I think that when he came in, I knew that he would be a captain type material, and he, when he was named captain this year, he took that job extremely seriously. He's held on to that responsibility, and the way he leads, he's done an incredible job keeping him in steady. I got to give credit to Marcel Lazard, who's his defensive line coach, because, managing Wes in terms of his repetitions is a critical component, to be able to get him in and out of the game, so he doesn't run into some of those cramping issues he's had in the past. But, the type of player he is, and the reaction when he got that interception, I mean, you thought, that was won the inauguration or whatever it was. It was the complete last two things. He blocks a field goal, beats Albany, does this thing right now, and but the interception over the shoulder, like you said on the call, or I heard it last night, is a thing of beauty. And those kids were all, everybody was just swarming when he got to the sideline. And of course, I had to fight my way through to give him a big hug. It was fabulous finish, man.
That's awesome. Rob, can I sneak one more in?
Sure, go ahead.
Coach, whether it be when you got a share of the CAA championship or after the game against CCSU, the texts and phone calls that you got, was there any one or two that stood out, maybe from a former coaching partner of yours or anything that really hit home for you?
Well, I'm still answering them, trying to get back to everybody. I'm not too good with just doing the exclamation point or something like that, so I try to get back to everybody. Before I get to the text, the what's really special is when I turned around, in the locker room after the victory right now, there was, Tez Wilson, who hadn't obviously left us, but still Tez. You had Jose Duncan, who was there. Harold Cooper was there. Travis Crawley. Justin Favreau, Justice Antrim. I mean, you name it. I mean, guys were just coming in, and they were really, really moved. That was probably the most emotional thing, bringing those guys back in to be part of it, and they were really wanted to be there, and obviously to support and also to relish in the victory. But I think that the probably most significant text came from our president, Mark Parlange, and it was, in regards to the things we've been able to do on the football field has brought an incredible amount of school pride to URI that had not been at a level it is now. And I think that is the, significant contribution that football can make to an institution like this, for pride, for, people to relish in what we do out there, and how we play is something that is important to play for those people. I've said that a million different times, but the president gave me that text. It was a very sincere and validating statement.
Thanks, Coach. Congratulations. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got one for you, Jim, from Tiffany Williams. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Coach, congratulations this
Thanks,
past
Tiff.
weekend. So a win like this past weekend, it can be very emotional for a lot of players. How do you kind of get your guys to keep those emotions in check and focus on that next game?
It really hasn't been a problem. I mean, you're in playoff football right now. You win or you go home. We have been like, I always say, like every other coach, you get about 24 hours to be able to relish a victory, and then you got to move on to the next. I think one of the things we do programmatically that I think is helpful is that we bring them in on Sunday, but we don't practice on Sunday. So we get a really a good little workout on Mondays, which is a little different from most programs. I think that's helpful because, you're putting the game to bed and the previous one, but you're heading right now into practice and having to execute the schemes that are going to be used against the next opponent. So I think that helps us go forward. And, like I said, I mean, we've been about the next day, next snap all year long. Has not ever been looking ahead, never even talked about championship up until the time we were playing Bryant. It was all about just, preparing and doing the best we can on a day-to-day basis and trying to win the day. And I think we've been good at that. So the ability for us to put a game behind us and move on to the next has not been a problem. Now we just got to be, play better, and we're going to have a really good performance to beat a good Mercer team.
Jim, before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you about Mercer, the number one team in the country against the run. So that obviously would be a challenge for those guys up front. But as you've taken an early look at Mercer, what are some of the challenges they present?
Very good. A 10-2 football team in the Southern Conference, won their conference. I think that, that coach is fairly new there. I listened to a couple of his press conferences just to get an idea what he is all about, and it's been enough down south to recognize that Southern twang. What you're going to get, you're going to get good old boys who are ready to play some football. But the thing I see is a very, very good football team, athletic, big where they need to be big, fast where they need to be fast. I think that they're clean, they're sound in what they do, and they have a very, very good identity. The front seven is extremely concerning. They're very active up front. They've got good players there. I mean, and they're good all the way across. But I think Mark said the same thing. At this time of year, you're not going to go face a team that doesn't have good players. So, I think that there's statistics in terms of leading the nation in rush defense. That's a see what how that matches up. We need to run the ball, and they need to stop it. And we're going to have to step up to that challenge and find ways to do both things, both run and pass. But they're a good football team, and it's going to take us a lot. We got to get on a plane, go down to Georgia, and play a very, very good game. And we can't expect to win that game if we make the same kind of mistakes we made last weekend. So we need to tighten those things up, and we will.
All right, Jim. Thanks so much for doing this this morning. Safe travels to Georgia, and hopefully we're talking again next Monday.
That sounds like a plan, bud.
All right, thank you.
All right.
All right, that concludes our call today. Thanks to the media people who participated and the coaches taking their time to do it. And hopefully we're doing it again next Monday morning. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.
Hey, let's go with positive talk, Rob. See you guys next week is what you need to be saying.
There you go.
I mean, this maybe stuff just doesn't cut it, man. That's not the right vibe.
There
That's a coach right there. That's a coach
you go.
talking.
Get
Get
into
that up, baby.
wrestling, you guys.
Ah,